Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Here we go
again. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:30 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Wichita City Council tackled several items at their Tuesday meeting.
At the top of their agenda was deferring a vote on a new Delano neighborhood plan. The council will now wait until August 7th, saying more time is needed as discussions continue regarding the Ballpark Village, which will replace the Lawrence Dumont Stadium site. With the K96 and Greenwich interchange completed, the city says assessments of over $1.7 million will be due from the Greenwich Improvement District. The cost will be levied against the several lots, pieces, and parcels of land there. And finally, the council unanimously passed a resolution allowing alcohol consumption at the Activate the Arc community event coming up on June 23rd. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A couple was injured in a flash fire Monday evening in northwest Wichita near 13th and Mays. Fire Captain Jose Ocady says it happened in the 10,000 block of West Ponderosa.
The fire occurred inside a pull-type travel trailer that... The residents were basically trying to, they were testing a propane stove and furnace inside their trailer prior to going on vacation.
The woman and man were taken to the Via Christi St. Francis burn unit in critical condition with second and third degree burns on their extremities. Two people were killed in a traffic accident in Atchison County in northeast Kansas. This happened Tuesday afternoon about 6 miles southwest of Atchison. Kansas Highway Patrol reports a car crossed the center line, struck a semi-truck. The driver and passenger of the car were killed. The KHP identified them as 55-year-old Elaine Drennan of Atchison and 54-year-old Karen Keel of Kansas City. Driver of the semi was injured, taken to a hospital in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Three people are dead in a wildfire in San Benito County, California. Fox's Tom Vakar reports.
The San Benito County Sheriff's Office announced that CAL FIRE crews had found the bodies of three people, an adult woman, a toddler, and an infant, in a burned-out camper trailer just north of San Benito. The county coroner was called to the trailer located in the ashes of a wind-whipped fire that quickly spread to 64 acres.
San Benito County is currently the site of three big fires that have consumed about 1,000 acres.
More homes destroyed on Hawaii's Big Island as lava continues to spew from Mount Kilauea.
A Hawaii County official says lava destroyed hundreds of homes overnight, including the second home of Big Island Mayor Harry Kim, but they don't have an exact count. That's on top of at least 117 homes lost to the lava that began spewing from the volcano last month. Authorities confirming Tuesday lava completely filled Kapaho Bay and covered most of vacation land. Officials issued mandatory evacuations for Lalani Estates, Kapaho Beach, and vacation land last week or risk being trapped. Most residents obeyed and no injuries were reported. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A memorial service 50 years after his assassination will be held today to honor Robert F. Kennedy.
A public memorial to be held at the site where Robert Kennedy is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Family and friends like Kathleen Kennedy Townsend and his grandson, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, expected to be joined by activists and elected officials to read quotes from the slain Kennedy, who was killed while on the campaign trail. Country music star Kenny Chesney and others are expected to perform to honor the man who said back in 1968 words that still stand today.
What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office now has a new resource to use in helping with critical search and rescue missions.
The Sheriff's Department recently acquired two unmanned aircraft, more commonly known as drones. The drones give officers the ability to cover a large area at one time as they can fly up to 400 feet in the air. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Nathan Gibbs spoke with KSN News about how the department plans to use the drones.
Looking for lost kids, lost individuals, search and rescue type missions. That's going to be our primary focus.
But Lieutenant Gibbs says the drones can be utilized in other ways as well.
We can also utilize it on large-scale accidents or fatality accidents, critical accidents.
Officials say replacing manned aircraft with drones saves the department time and money, as well as helping officers' response times during search and rescue missions. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A 65-year-old Hutchinson man has pleaded guilty to embezzling $145,000 from the company where he worked. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says Richard Yust pleaded guilty Tuesday to one count of wire fraud. In his plea, Yust admitted he stole the money while working as controller for F&H Insulation Sales and Service in Ki Chai. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The heat and humidity will be on the rise across Wichita today, with temperatures soaring well above average, close to 90 by noontime, 96 for the high this afternoon with a southeast wind. Now a round of thunderstorms may drift in from the north and west overnight. Our low near 70. Our chance of thunderstorms back tomorrow afternoon with Thursday's high 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 68 degrees. We've got south wind at 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, June 6, 2018, on this date in 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy died at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles 25 and a half hours after he was shot in the pantry, the kitchen of that hotel in California. Today, there are going to be some services, 50 years, gosh, some big services at Arlington National Cemetery. And if you've never been to Arlington and you're in Washington, to me, that's tops. That's right on the top of the list of things you need to go see. Right, Ted?
It's one of the amazing spots in our nation.
If you go in, as you go in, you go up this hill, the first thing you'll see is this big, long neck, 20 feet long platform type thing with a flame burning in the middle of it. Because that's the eternal flame, and that's John F. Kennedy's grave. And if you're not aware of what's going on, when you turn to the left and start up the hill, over here in all by itself is a little cross, about 2 feet high. It says Robert F. Kennedy. It is completely, you would miss it if you didn't, if you weren't paying attention. But it's very, very conservative,
stirring.
Reserved, very simple, very simple.
And it's got a little water running by it.
Yeah. Anyway, if you don't get to Arlington, you'll miss something. Okay, today is 6:37 now with Steve and Ted, and for the second time in 3 days, an elk has attacked someone in Yellowstone National Park.
We used to have elk in Riverside Park in Wichita.
I don't remember that.
Back in the early part of the 20th century?
Could have been. I don't remember them there in my time.
No, that was long ago.
Before that, National Park Service said a female elk with a calf attacked 53-year-old park visitor Penny Allison Bear of Cypress, Texas, behind the Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel. Yellowstone officials say
the woman named Allison Bear?
Yeah, B-E-H-R.
Oh, okay.
Yellowstone officials say the elk surprised Bear as she walked between cabins. Bear backed away, but the elk kicked her in the head and body.
Oh, no.
Bear was taken to a hospital. Her condition wasn't immediately released. Now, Sunday, a female elk with a calf kicked another woman in the head and body behind the same hotel.
What happens when human beings meet wildlife?
Park officials say
sometimes it doesn't go well.
They're not sure if it's the same elk. Could very well be. They say the animals aggressively defend their young.
All right.
That would be the case.
Just like these Canada geese out here.
Yeah.
Get too close to the goslings and
I'll tell you, they've got
hiss you.
Dozens and dozens of goslings now in Riverside Park.
Well, they're all over the place, yeah.
And when I run down there, I run pretty close to the geese and they just hiss at you. They won't attack. Because, if they did, I'd make them into my goose dinner. At any rate, most animals are protective of their young. And that's what you got. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Tuesday was another session of two-sided trading for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures, but yesterday's closes were on the positive side instead of negative side, as we saw triple-digit gains. There were new lows made for the week in the early session trading, but despite the higher trade and closes, there was a genuine lack of fresh price positive news for the cattle complex. Lean hogs traded and closed negative, but did bounce off the session lows. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, $1.60 higher, $104.05. August feeders, $1.27 higher, $146.12. with July lean hogs 90 cents lower at 77.02. Now, there was two-sided trading yesterday in the grain and soybean futures. The close was mostly on the positive side. Overall, it was a quiet session of market movement and news for our grains. Next Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report for the grains. We've seen mostly positive trade overnight. At the moment, July KC wheat, 6 cents higher at 535. July corn up a quarter of a penny at 384, with July soybeans 2 1/4 higher at 1003.5. July crude oil this morning, 38 cents lower at 65.14. August gold down $3 at 1,299.20. June S&P 5.5 points higher at 2,757, with June dollar index 29 cents lower at 93.58. And Dow Jones futures are up 116 points at 24,938. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefford Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, any wheat cutting going on in Kansas yet?
A little bit. It's just a little here, a little there. It's not even close to being in full swing, but there is a little cutting, a little test cutting also going on.
As you know, I'm a city boy, raised in city small towns around Kansas. But one summer, I remember, or was it two? Maybe two summers. My oldest brother, Don, actually went out and worked on the harvest with my uncle, Reese, who had a farm out near Bushton. You know where Bushton is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And he had a farm out there, and Don was, 15, 16 years old, went out there and worked through the summer in the harvest, and man, he came back just brown as he could be from being out in the sun. And, of course, my older brother was a worker. He liked to get after it, and I think he really, really enjoyed his time on the farm out there, even though it was a lot of hard work, as you know. A lot of hard work.
The thing is, people your age, my age, I hear them all the time talking about experiences they had on the farm, even if they weren't raised on one. But the younger generations, not too many of them, have had the experience of working out there, and I think they're really missing out on a lifetime opportunity.
Or just go out and watch and see what they do on farms and just visiting a farm. I think you're absolutely right. And I spent a little time on that farm, the same one I talked about. And every time we went out, we'd usually go out for Thanksgiving in a whole family, like cousins and everybody. And it was just, some of the greatest memories of my childhood were visiting that farm out there with Uncle Reese out there in Bushton, Kansas.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you back out on the farm again, Steve.
As long as you feed me, I'll be okay?
Oh, we got to have that.
Don't make me do anything, though. You know how I am.
You want to buck bales?
I don't think I got the muscle for that. I don't think I ever did. Bucking bales, briefly, is just taking those babies and muscle them up on the truck or into the barn, right?
Well, you use the word muscling, but I've seen big guys that struggle with them.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little technique to it, too.
Yeah, there is. It's kind of like when you do a shot put or a discus. There's a little swing and a hip thing and all that, right?
That is exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 642 now. Keep it in for Don Grant, CFP. He is the Money Tracker. Appearances are everything, he says, or are they? Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.